May the Lord sustain us and help us always. Amen. Even in the tormenting depths of Hades, where it should be blatantly obvious to the rich man that his position in relation to Lazarus is no longer one of superiority. But the rich man continues to make demands and attempts to negotiate from a place of privilege. And what gets revealed is his assumption of entitlement, as he insists that his brothers must have special treatment, a visit from the dead. If his brothers could only know what lies ahead for them, they could be spared this fate, says the rich man. But Abraham, he tells the rich man no. They have had a lifetime of knowing what is right and just, and what is wrong and indifferent. They have every chance while they live to treat people better, to care about their neighbors and the poor amongst them without demeaning or ignoring the poor. This is a story from Jesus about the consequences of refusing to recognize the injustice of economic systems, and the result is often poverty, disease, and death for the impoverished. It is about how wealth obtained with no regard to how it is gotten or used makes the rich man in our story complicit, and how the rich man is unable to recognize that he is partly to blame for Lazarus's suffering. And this got me thinking about liberation theology. Liberation theology, in a nutshell, is a theological lens which seeks to apply one's religious faith and interpretation of the Gospels to the aiding of the poor and oppressed through involvement in political and civic affairs. It stresses both heightened awareness of sinful economic structures that cause social inequities and active participation in changing those structures. And this got me thinking about how sometimes the poor get blamed for being poor, such as poor people don't work hard enough, or they get thought of as being lazy, or they wouldn't be poor if they did X, Y, or Z. And it's got me thinking about Archbishop Oscar Romero and the Jesuit priest John Sobrino. And they're both liberation theologians, and they're both from El Salvador. Father John Sobrino stated, "Poverty means death. People are not poor due to their own fault or bad luck. They are poor because the economic systems that create wealth make them poor." And from the words of Archbishop Oscar Romero, "Many would like the poor to keep on saying that it is God's will for them to live this way. But it is not God's will for some to have everything and for some to have nothing. That cannot be of God. God's will is that all of his children be happy." Jesus said there was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. According to the latest census information, Rochester remains one of the poorest places in the country and is still ranked third poorest city of its size. Overall poverty is 33.1%. The number of people living in extreme poverty rose to 16.8%, with the burden falling most heavily on women, children, and minorities. We see poverty every day, and we hear about poverty every day. Jesus is reminding us that the opposite of good is indifference. Indifference can harden our hearts to pain, suffering, injustice, and poverty. But Jesus reminds us that we have everything we need to make a difference in the lives of others. Can we solve all of the issues surrounding poverty? Not by ourselves. And there is no quick fix. But can we educate ourselves about poverty and what causes it? Yes. We can be advocates for change. And Jesus tells us, don't ever give up. Again, in the words of Archbishop Oscar Romero, the great need today is for Christians who are active and critical, who don't accept situations without analyzing them inwardly and deeply. We no longer want masses of people like those who have been trifled with for so long. We want persons like fruitful fig trees, who can say yes to justice and no to injustice, and can make good use of the precious gift of life, regardless of their circumstances. How do we make use of the precious gift of life? What can we do to stave away indifference? Well, we at Epiphany need to continue to help support all the opportunities the service committee invites us to participate in, like when we helped Huther Doyle with a monetary gift and collected items, going to Food Link and Cameron House, collecting school supplies, and we put together food baskets. We collect winter jackets and gloves, just to name a little bit of what we try to do to make a difference. Because every time we participate, we make where we live a little better, and we make ourselves a little better too. We breach the chasm when we pursue faith, love, and generosity. When we set our hearts on doing good, being rich in our good works, we do make a difference. Amen.